This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. President Donald Trump met with North Korea's top nuclear envoy at the White House on Friday to discuss efforts to get Pyongyang to give up its nuclear program. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, another summit between Trump and North Korea's leader is scheduled for next month.
The announcement came after the president met in the Oval Office for 90 minutes with the North Korean envoy. Spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says it was a productive meeting, and the U.S. will keep pushing the North to give up its nuclear program.
The United States is going to continue to keep pressure and sanctions on North Korea until we see fully and verify denuclearization.
At their first meeting in Singapore over the summer, the president and Kim came to a vague agreement. There's been little tangible progress since. Both have exchanged multiple letters, and the president had talked several times about meeting again. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
President Donald Trump says he will make a major announcement about the government shutdown and border security during an address to the nation on Saturday. The president's announcement Friday came after Trump revoked the use of a military plane for House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Democratic members of Congress' planned trip to Afghanistan and Brussels. Pelosi said the president's move was irresponsible and dangerous.
The fact that they would leak the commercial, is a danger not only to us, but to other people flying commercially.
It's very irresponsible
on the part of the president.
The White House rejected Pelosi's characterization of the move, which came after the speaker suggested that Trump postpone the State of the Union speech as long as the government is shut down. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Special Counsel Robert Mueller's office has issued a statement disputing a report from BuzzFeed that said President Trump ordered his former lawyer Michael Cohen to lie to Congress. AP's Mike Gracia has details.
A spokesman for the online news site BuzzFeed says, "We stand by our reporting, but the Office of Special Counsel Robert Mueller says BuzzFeed got it wrong. In a rare public statement, the special counsel's office is shooting down a BuzzFeed report that says attorney Michael Cohen told Mueller that President Donald Trump personally instructed him to lie to Congress about the timing of talks for a Trump Tower in Moscow. In response to the special counsel statement, Trump retweeted a post that said, sadly, so many will never get the memo that it was fake. Cohen is scheduled to testify publicly before the House Oversight and Reform Committee on February 7th. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The UN Human Rights Office is calling on people in the Democratic Republic of Congo to refrain from violence in the wake of this month's announcement of the December 30th election results. Ravina Shamdasani is a spokeswoman for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights.
Since the 10th of January announcement of the provisional results, the UN Joint Human Rights Office in the country has documented at least 34 deaths, 59 people wounded, and 241 arbitrary arrests in the DRC.
The second-place finisher, Martin Fayulu, has contested the election result based on his camp's tallies, saying the official winner, opposition leader Felix Tshisekedi, struck a deal with outgoing President Joseph Kabila. Tshisekedi and Kabila both deny that charge. The December 30th vote was meant to lead to Congo's first democratic handover of power since independence from Belgium in 1960. Thousands of protesters gathered here in Washington for the annual March for Life Friday. In a videotaped segment, President Donald Trump assured the crowd that they have a champion in the White House.
As president, I will always defend the first right in our Declaration of Independence, the right to life.
The 1973 Roe v. Wade decision, which made abortion legal in the United States, remains the law of the land. At least 20 people were killed and 54 others injured Friday when a ruptured pipeline exploded in central Mexico as people were trying to fill up containers with gasoline. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador has launched a major crackdown on fuel theft, which the government said cost the country more than $3 billion last year. López Obrador expressed his concern on Twitter and said he wanted the entire government to help people at the scene. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.